Lloydie's List.
Fitzing Pro.
Australia's number one online paint brand.
Our favourite time of the day is Lloydie's List. Yesterday, it was the biggest shock. So Lloydie's top five trade shocks, and he counted down from five through to one. If you've missed any of it, it's available on all our social media platforms. But we've been on the group text coming up with content, Lordo, for each day's show and what might go down well. And Johnny, our legendary producer, and I are watching SAS Australia, I should say, on Channel 7, and I have been for a while, and I'm desperate to go on it, Lordy. I want to go on this show. I said to my kids when it first came out, I want to get on this show. I wanted to go on Survivor, and I want to get on this, and Johnny was the same. He loved it, but you're done. You're not interested one bit.
Oh, it'd be my biggest nightmare. It would be my biggest nightmare to go on that show, Cornsy. Like, I could not think of anything worse. Like, and I watched it. I'd heard a lot of people talking about the show, and I thought, I'm going to watch it for the first time, and it just brought back memories of and I'm going to send this audio to the producers of SAS Australia to try and get you on next year. I'd love to watch you do that show and see how you handle it. But I know you'd handle it well, but you want to put on a bit of more size to carry these logs and all that sort of thing. But it brought back memories because we had a camp, and I know a lot of us at footy clubs have been through it, but we had this camp in about 2005, and we went to Tasmania, and we had a traditional first day. We were running sand dunes. It was pretty tough running, all those sorts of things. But we were staying in the most magnificent accommodation you've ever seen. So I had this massive captain at the time, massive double bed, en suite, go downstairs, the most amazing selections of foods, massive buffet dinner. And John Quinn speaks and he says, "Boys, we've got this for the next 5 days, so don't overeat because we've got this food and you've got the accommodation for the next 5 days." So go to bed, 3 o'clock in the morning, smashing on my window where I'm sleeping, a torch just shining in my eyes, and it was this bloke, an SAS guy in a tight black t-shirt, huge muscles, going, "Princess, get your team up in number order. I want them out the front of this room. I want them in number order. You've got 15 minutes to do it. If you have not done it within 15 minutes, it's plank. They've just got to plank until every player is out." So I'm racing around to every player's room, and some weren't believing me. They thought I was playing a trick on them. So blokes wouldn't get out of bed. I'm trying to smash. I'm saying, "I'm serious, boys." So I'm panicking.
3 in the morning.
3 in the morning. And some just wouldn't get out of bed. So next minute, blokes are turning on me. "Effing hurry up. Come on." And then they were jotting down, "Okay, I'll name one bloke, Andrew Lovett." You know, threw out a few swear words and was turned on blokes. So then they were just jotting down 10 push-ups, swear word. This bloke talked down this bloke, 10 push-ups. So they wanted to see how we handled it under pressure. So it gets to 5 in the morning, and I've got everyone up. So it was about hour and a half later than what I needed to. They said, "Grab some stones or something," right? So I grabbed some heavy ones.
"Yeah.
Aren't you stupid? I didn't say how heavy they had to be. You've got to carry them for the next hour, princess." Right? "How dumb are you?" Right? So they are just in my face. "You could have grabbed pebbles if you wanted." They said, "Didn't matter how heavy they were, but you wanted to be a hero and grab big ones." So I'm holding them up from 5 till 6 in the morning, running along this Tasmanian street in the dark. And then we get to 6 o'clock thinking we could go and have some breakfast. That started Cradle Mountain, walking up Cradle Mountain with a 30-kilogram rope in teams of eight, where we'll put in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, and a 20-kilogram jerry can of water, which was going to get us through for the next period. So this was just four and a half days of just torture by these blokes, just absolutely giving it to us.
Did you get back to stay at the good accommodation?
No. We slept under a tarp for the next 4 nights. So never, ever saw that accommodation again. We just had to put stuff into a backpack. They said, "Just carry it, grab what you think you'll need for the next 4 days." And toughest 4 days I've ever had. And yet you want to go and put yourself through it when you don't have to, Cornsy.
We've all been there. I think if you've played footy long enough, we've all been on these nightmare camps where they call in the army guys and these commando types who are just hard guys. You can't rattle them, and they try and get inside your head. And there's teammates that you love in these situations.
Oh, yeah.
And there's teammates that let you down. I'll never forget, we had one similar but it was in New Zealand, and it was, you know, the normal full day hiking, 8 hours. But not only were you hiking, you were pushing a mountain bike because you had to. It was too steep to ride this bike, and we're about an hour in. We know it's just going to be brutal. You know what you're signing up for. There's no footies even taken on this camp. It was just all about that and that survival instinct and challenging players. But an hour into this walk, 10 hours, I hear this, and we're in groups, same thing. I hear this chopper up above, Lord Owen. I look up and there's this chopper flying above, and I could see a mountain bike that had been tied to the bottom of the chopper just hanging in this sort of low-flying helicopter flying by, and Chad Wingard's just waving out of the chopper. He was done after an hour. So Chad Wingard rolled an ankle an hour into this day, and he's got the chopper in, and vacuuming him out with his bike, and we're just thinking, oh, Chad, you've done it again. So some players get away with it, and some players you absolutely want to go to war with. But it got us thinking about the list, the players you'd want to be in the trenches with for an SAS Australia type preseason camp. We've had the Adelaide camp. We've had the Melbourne players not wanting to go on their camp because they were worried they were going to get injured. But who are the players you'd love to go to war with on one of these camps is the topic of your list.
And just on that, Kane, I still to this day remember a guy by the name of Sam Lonigan. I was in all sorts of trouble. I couldn't carry this 20-kilogram jerry can of water, and he kept saying to me, Lordy, don't worry, I'll do your time. I'll do your time for you, because he was going okay and I wasn't. And he's a development coach at Richmond now, and he was out on the ground celebrating with him, and he was one of the ones training Hanbury, Edwards, Ablett, right, when they got in. So you can see why he's still in a footy club. Heart is the size of Farlap. But anyway, Cornsy, I did a list of the one bloke I'd want with me physically, emotionally, all that you'd just want in that show for you. I did one from every club, but do you just want the top five? I'll just give you my top five on the day. Number five, I've gone with Dylan Grimes. Dylan Grimes, for me, I just don't think he'd ever break. You could just keep throwing everything at him, and he's the ultimate team man. So it's not about himself. He'd never go into individual mode. To me, Grimes, he's happy with his four or five touches. Doesn't matter, as long as we win the game, I will be a leader and I will help you. So I've got five. Number four, I've gone another defender in Dane Rampey. Broken hand. He got most courageous player of the year this year. Tough. So he just wants to keep going. Re-broke his hand in the end, but just tough as nails, and we'll just keep going. Number three, I've seen this guy in an AIS camp, and one of the most brutal competitors and brutal on his teammates, Jack Viney. Number three, I've got Viney. He's probably got to pull back a little bit. He can turn on some players who are letting the team down at times, but he just leaves no prisoners, Jack Viney. I thought he'd be a wonderful captain. Unfortunately, didn't work out. But, number two, this one's maybe a little Toby Green. Green, he's still got a way to go at AFL level with his discipline and all those sorts of things, but still, I think Toby pretty much for the Giants hopefully can be the heart and soul player for them in time. But number one, I've gone Joel Selwood, Cornsy. I just think, he's just the warrior he is. I just think you wouldn't see any signs of weakness in him in a show like that.
That is Lordo's list, and if I was going to have one player, Joel Selwood. Yes. If I could only have one, Joel, you know, special mention, I think Travis Boak would be sensational, and I've seen him firsthand coming into Port Adelaide as a young player. Just no challenge was too great for him. I like Luke Parker as well. I reckon he's someone that I'd like to go to war with. And Nick Haynes from the Giants, I reckon, would be someone that would be great in those situations. 1-300-23-55-48. The player in the competition or players that you would take in the trenches with you. And you just ride on those camps, the memories of that. And you mentioned Lonigan there and the help that he gave. I remember players like Michael Wilson doing it.
Yeah.
As a young player coming through, and how much you looked up to them, he was just sensational. And lesser players like, you know, Stewie Cochran, who was a great teammate at Port Adelaide, who were just magnificent in that situation. But you can up your paint game with Tint Pro. Sign up today at tintpaint.com.au. If you've missed any of that, Lordo's list, the players you'd love to go in the trenches with, your first choice will be on @TradeRadio on Twitter.